I'm Mike, and I just washed my house keys in my pants. I have been living and teaching English in Japan for 10 years, most of that time in the wonderful, beautiful home of Okonomiyaki, Hiroshima. This is my favorite part of the week because I chat with my good friend, Princess Kinoko, about English-speaking programs. Every week, Princess Kinoko and I watch two English-speaking programs on Hulu. Afterwards, we discuss them. Princess Kinoko asked me questions about what she didn't understand, and I asked Princess Kinoko questions about important cultural references. What I think will help her and you enjoy watching English-speaking programs more and improve your English.
Hello, I'm Kinoko, the co-host of this show. この番組では映画やテレビドラマを楽しみながら英語を学びます。お気に入りの作品を見つけて英語学習に役立ててくださいね。お送りするのは私、キノコと映画大好きなマイクです。番組ウェブサイト englishtravelclub.com/movie もチェックしてくださいね。
Listener feedback. We want to say a big thank you to Nate from Nate Eikaiwa. A nice little podcast with Nate and his co-host Aya. Yes, they sent us a very lovely, very nice email welcoming us to podcasting.
Yeah, thank you, Nate and Aya-san.
Yes, Kinoko and I have been very busy this week, but we plan on emailing you back very, very soon. So thank you for your patience. And again, thank you for a very nice email. And this week, first up this week, we will take our first look at the comedy Community, where a lawyer is forced to go to community college and forms a Spanish study group to meet women. Then, in season 1, episode 4 of Glee, in episode 4 of Glee, will Sue finally be able to destroy the Glee Club? And why is Kurt wearing a football uniform?
今日の第1作目はアメリカのドラマ、日本題はコミカレとなっているコミュニティシーズン1エピソード1です。どんなことからコミュニティカレッジに通うことになった弁護士が女の子と仲良くなるためにスペイン語の勉強会を開くことにするという物語です。そして第2作目はグリーのシーズン1エピソード4です。スーはついにグリークラブを解体することができるのでしょうか。そしてカルトはなんでフットボールチームのユニフォームを着ているのでしょうか。気になりますね。
You know, I thought you were like Bill Murray in any of his films, but you're more like Michael Douglas in any of his films.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you have Asperger's.
Yeah. Asperger.
It's a serious disorder.
It really is.
So serious, why don't they call it meningitis?
Yeah.
Asperger.
Community, season 1, episode 1, pilot. 本日第1作目に紹介するのは、邦題コミカレでおなじみのコミュニティです。不祥事を起こした弁護士、バツイチ女性、 ドラッグで退学になった若い女性などが集まり、コミュニティカレッジでスペイン語の勉強会をすることになります。
A disgraced lawyer, a recent divorcee, a former high school jock, a mentally insane old man, a mentally insane young woman. Actually, make that two mentally insane young women plus Abed form a Spanish study group at Greendale Community College.I would recommend this to any native English speaker. However, I think a lot of the show is going to be difficult for a Japanese audience if that audience is interested in using the program to learn English. The whole show is based around 80s and 90s.Pop culture references. For me, it's fantastic. I grew up during this time. I love this. And yeah, it's fantastic. I really love the show. I think it's a fantastic show. I think it's a very good character-based show. I really like the characters of the show, so it works very well. But if you just want to improve your English...I wouldn't recommend this. If you want a good, entertaining, funny show that you might be able to pick something up, probably not, then please enjoy it because it's one of the funniest shows on TV at the moment, I think.
So, as you have said, it is a little bit tough for understand the context.Of the name of some actors or TV programs in the 80s or 90s. So that is hard for me to follow. But as a whole, this is a very high, very school, school drama, school TV show. So basically it's fun.And it's very comedy, and it is short. So it is easy to watch it and enjoy it for even in Japanese people, I guess. Yeah. So as a whole, I really enjoy it. Yeah. The teacher, no, the lawyer, the name, I forgot the name of the lawyer.
Jeff.
Jeff is so cool.And the girl is so pretty. Britta.
Okay.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Hey. Annie is cute.
Which do you like? Which
Annie.
Do you prefer? Annie.
I like Annie. And I really like Pierce.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I thought you will...him, Pierce.
Yeah. Yes.
He's queer, or not queer, somewhat very, how can I say that? He divorced 7 times.
Seven divorced.
And former CEO of a toilet paper company?
I don't think it's toilet paper. I think it's like the little things that you... Wet naps.
Ah, yeah. So, wet nap.
Yeah.
CEO.
Yeah. All right, so...In the pilot episode of Community, Jeff, who we just talked about, is forced to return to college because he doesn't have a degree to be a lawyer. Right. And while Jeff is unhappy about returning to college, he meets Britta, this attractive young woman, and he creates a fake...Spanish study group. He pretends to be a Spanish tutor, board certified Spanish tutor, because he wants to sleep with Britta.
Yeah, and Britta is hard to pass the test of Spanish test.
Yeah, she just wants to pass the test, and she's not interested in like hooking up with Jeff. So that's the basic synopsis of this episode. It's the pilot episode, so it's really more about introducing all of the characters in the show. And there are some pretty impressive people in the show. And we'll see a couple more who show up later. And I have seen every episode on Hulu.
Oh, you have already checked.
I have just watched all of it because I like it that much. And a lot of famous people do show up on the show. Yeah. And as I was saying earlier about a lot of 80s and 90s references, there are some episodes where they have, it's very themed. So there's a whole episode which is kind of based around Karate Kid. Karate Kid. And they do episodes in the future where the episode is kind of the same style of an old TV show. So you'd be like, oh yeah, you know, the theme music. They changed the theme music for that episode to kind of match the theme music from that show and everything. So yeah, it's a lot of cultural references that you understand. You have to understand to really enjoy it, I think.
So, what is a community college?
A community college is a two-year college.
Is it popular in the U.S.?
Somewhat. So, the federal government gives a lot of money for education to the different states. You have a state like California, where they take all of that money and they invest it in the universities. So there's the University of California system. They have a lot of different universities. But Florida, they took that money and they've invested most of that money in community colleges. So they only have a few state-owned or state-run universities, but they have community colleges, lots and lots of community colleges.
And all of them are public-based?
Yes.
So student can take classes very cheap?
So if you look at, like, in this episode, we see the students at the community college. That is what a community college really looks like. You have a very diverse group of people.
Yeah, many kind of people are in the community college.
I would say that maybe the three kind of biggest groups would be older people, retired people. Who want something to do, so they go and they take classes.
Like peers and kind of.
The other would be people who didn't do very well in high school. So they go to a community college, and after graduating from community college, they hope to be able to go to a university.
I see.
The other would be people who are training for a profession. So a lot of community colleges, they have like a police academy. Or a firefighter academy. You learn like nursing school. Or the air condition repair. Heating and air. And so
Technical professionals.
So it's, you know, you go there, you train for 2 years. It's almost like an apprenticeship. you're learning how to do a job. After you graduate, you can go in and do a job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. There is no system in a community college in Japan. So
there's something similar, I think. Because a friend of mine used to be a kindergarten teacher. And she went to a two-year college for that. So that's kind of similar to a community college.
But the system of community college is completely different with Japanese two-year junior college. So if for example, like me, the child-raising mother wants to learn something, there is no, for example, go to the only one or two credit, how can I say?
Class?
But it costs too much, maybe, to go to the college and get even one or two credit. We have to pay tuition, dinake. So high, especially for the private college.
Yeah, private colleges are expensive, a lot more expensive. But I don't know if there are any private community colleges. I think they're all public, all state-owned, state-run.
So the community college in this episode, the building is so big and so systematic. So, not.
Why? Because it's so big. It's America. Everything's big. It has to be big. It wouldn't be America. We have lots of space. We like to use it.
So it's interesting to the system of community college itself, so we can enjoy it in this show.
Yeah. I think the show does a good job of representing and showing the kind of students who attend a community college and the life they have as students at a community college. It's very different than a university.
I guess so. The university student is, as a whole, are younger than the community college. But diversity is interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting.
When I went to the graduate school, many of students are a wide variety of people came to my college, university, graduate school. So some of them are housewives or teachers, or of course, younger students like me are there. But it was so fun to learn, to get together and have discussion in wide variety of people.
Yeah, you get to experience more.
So
broaden your horizon.
Very fun. The student is smarter than teacher. Some students are smarter than teachers.
Yeah, I can see that happens. And in talking about this show, I have so much I can say about this show because I've seen all of I haven't seen all of the episodes, but the Dean. Dean. Yeah, the Dean.
Mm-hmm. Dean.
Dean Pelton. Dean Pelton. Dean Pelton. He was at the very beginning of the show. This is where really you first get to see the students.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy standing in the courtyard giving the speech.
Yeah. The guy.
Huh. Yeah, he's the dean of the community college.
Oh, I see.
And he's not very smart. He's hilarious in the show. And there's the psychology professor.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Duncan.
Mm-hmm. Jeff's friend.
His former client. Yeah. His real name is John Oliver. Yeah, John Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
He is English.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on a show called The Daily Show. Which is kind of a satire of news. And it's really, really popular. I know of a few people in Japan who watch the show.
I don't know.
Yeah. So
he's a comedian.
Yeah.
Mm.
He is a comedian. Most of the people on here are comedians. It's a comedy show.
Yeah. He's a nice character in comedy. Comedy and comedian character in the show.
Comical character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good. He's really good. And he's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Pierce, who is Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase, real name.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You don't know Chevy Chase?
No.
He was in Christmas Vacation, Caddyshack, National Lampoon. He's in a lot of stuff. He was, do you know Saturday Night Live?
I don't know.
Oh, this is important to know. Saturday Night Live is a sketch comedy show.
Uh-huh.
That comes on, and you can watch it on Hulu. They have it on Hulu. Sketch comedy that they have Saturday night. They record it live. It's performed live.
Mm-hmm.
And Chevy Chase was on the first season of the show.
I am Googling.
Yeah, it was like
Wikipedia says so.
Yeah, 30 years ago or something like that, 30, 40 years ago. And he became very, very famous. And then after 1 year, he quit. And he was like, I'm going to go make movies. And everyone discovered that he is not a very nice guy. And he kind of disappeared. And he came back for Community. And he is so funny. His timing is incredible. He is probably one of the funniest comedians in America. I have to say, he's not a very nice person, but
he is now 71 years old.
Yeah. But yeah, my favorite character is Abed.
Yeah, me too.
Why do you like Abed?
Kind of cute, funny, I want him like my brother, younger brother. I want to take care of him.
You want him as a younger brother?
Yeah.
Even though he has Asperger's.
Yeah, but he's honest and he, maybe he always tell the truth. I mean, he never tells a lie, I think.
He is very honest. Annoyingly honest.
Yeah, pure.
Yeah.
So I like him. I like him better than, much better than Jeff. He always cheat him.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Jeff. I'm not a big fan of Jeff. I'm not a big fan of Britta. I don't like them that much. I think that Abed and... I can't believe I forget his name now. Troy.
Ah, I see. Football dropout student.
Yeah, the...
Former prom king.
Yeah, the prom king. That's so important. Yeah. They are kind of... They have a special relationship that develops over the course of the series. And I think it's probably the best relationship on the series. It's a good relationship. It's fantastic. Yeah, they start doing these little sketches at the end of the episode. Like right before the credits start rolling, they do like these little sketches. Which are like, you know, a minute or 2 minutes long, and they're hilarious. Yeah, it's the maybe the funniest part of the show. Or this little sketch. What is it? How would I explain it? They are sitting on a couch in like a lounge area, and they're pretending that they're making a TV show. So they're sitting there pretending to like be talking to a camera. There's no camera there, but they're like, oh, and they're like doing a TV show kind of, or a radio show.
That's fun. I will check it later.
Yeah. Well, this happens. I don't remember what episode this starts. It starts later on in the series. But
that's good.
And it's Community is a funny show. It's very funny. It has Japanese subtitles.
Helpful.
If you just want a good comedy, it's only 27 minutes about. It's a half-hour comedy sitcom. So, yeah, I recommend it for enjoyment.
Yeah, English itself is clear, so we can listen to it easily.
They speak clearly, I think, except for Abed.
He's too fast.
Yeah. That's a cute sound.
Thank you.
Okay, so for our lovely and beautiful listeners, we would like to ask, do you like Community? Is Community a show that you would like to hear us talk about more in the future, to discuss some of the cultural references and the vocabulary that you will hear on Community? If you do, or if you don't, please email us at eganoego@gmail.com and tell us, give us your opinion about Community, if you would like us to talk more about Community. Or go to englishtravelclub.com/ene008 and you can leave us a comment on the page in English or Japanese. You can email us in English or Japanese. Yeah.
Both okay. 英語でも日本語でもOK.
Yes. We just want to hear from you because we like you. Thank you.
The more time she storms out of rehearsal, the less impact it has.
Glee, Season 1, Episode 4, Preggers. In today's episode of Glee, Kurt tries out for the football team because his dad catches him dancing in a leotard. Or is it a unitard? I don't know. Is there a difference? Plus, Sandy and Sue team up to destroy the Glee Club. Not the Glue Club, the Glee Club. And Quinn tells Finn she's pregnant.
第2作目は Glee の Season 1 Episode 4 Preggers です。 父親にレオタード姿で踊るのを見られてしまったカート、男らしいところを見せようとフットボールチームに入ろうとします。サンディとスーはグリーを解体しようと結託して、それからクイーンはフィンに彼女が妊娠したことを告げるのですが、 Wow! Today's episode! My hero is Figgins!
Figgins?
Yeah!
Why?
The video Sue had...
The blackmail video.
Yeah, fantastic.
Mumbai Airlines.
Yeah, Airlines. And avoid embolism. Stop.
Yes.
That is incredibly so funny.
Yes. Yes, it's... Very glee.
Very glee だね。 Yeah, in this context, Sue tried to, how can I say that? Pursue Fiend to rehire the Sandy.
Mm-hmm. Persuade?
Persuade, そうね。Persuade him to rehire again Sandy.To break up the Glee Club.
Yes, because they want to steal Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
They think that if they steal Rachel, then...
So yeah. Sandy makes... なんだっけ? Opera じゃないし。Musical club. Musical show.
Musical.
Mm-hmm.
He's directing a musical.
And very attractive musical for Rachel. Yeah, cabaret, okay?
Cabaret, which would be Liza very Minnelli. Important.
Mm-hmm.
Liza Minnelli, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she was in the Broadway.
Yeah. And also, a little bit old movie, then, eh?かなり昔かな。Old movie.
Cabaret?
Mm-hmm.
It's from, what, 72?
Mm-hmm.
I think there was an older version back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. And in the audition, Rachel sang the Celine Dion.Song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there any connection between Cabaret and Celine Dion?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's the fan of Celine Dion.
I see. So very... Yeah, that scene is so nice. And... Sandy was rehired in the McKinley High as a musical producer.
He goes nuts over the production of this musical, the cabaret, and just wanting complete control and being very mean to Rachel. And then Sue, I guess she fires...Sandy?
Oh, Sue?
Yeah.
Sue will fire Sandy?
Yeah, because she gives complete control to...
Mm-hmm.
Now see, I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
Because once again, I have seen almost every episode of Glee, so...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this happens in this episode or is it the next episode?
Mm-hmm.
Where she gives complete control of the musical to Rachel?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I watched this last night before going to sleep. But for me, what really kind of stood out, and I would say that this episode was really about Kurt. It was the Kurt episode.
そうだね。 the main character was Kurt.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And
he danced with a unitard.
Is it a unitard or a leotard? What is the difference?
Maybe unitard is a male leotard. Leotard.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe the leg part is longer than leotard.
Okay.
Hmm. Leotard is just like swimwear, but unitard is more longer.
Okay.
Hmm. Maybe, ne.
So is a leotard would be what a was that a ballerino ballerino would wear?
Yeah.
It's a ballerina would wear a leotard.
Mm. Yes.
A ballerino would wear a unitard?
Maybe. Kind of. Because so Rachel wear leotard. Wore leotard in this episode. In the ballet, she had a ballet lesson alone and talking with Will.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then she wore leotard.
So also, I guess Tina and Brittany were wearing leotards during the Beyonce.
So dake. Did they wear leotard? I forgot.
They were wearing something like that, I think. Yeah.
Mm.
A Glee connection.
Mm.
Brittany, whose real name I do not remember, she was a backup dancer for Beyonce.
Oh, so nanda.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Yeah.
Something.
Yes.
ね.
So she probably knew.
The dances. Yeah, she dances very well.
Yeah. I like Kurt's dancing. He's so serious about it.
Even a football.
Yeah.
It is so glee. In a football game, he began to dance, music, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Everything led.
Well, because as he said, his body is like a chocolate souffle.
Mm.
It has to rise properly.
So does that. So fun. So this is a lesser musical part. It's a business story based episode, I think.
Yeah, there are a few episodes like this where there's not a lot of singing involved. Mm-hmm, I think there was only really two songs that they were singing.
Yeah. And two male characters were betrayed in that episode. First, Will and Finn were betrayed by their partners.
That's right.
Yeah, because Terry, Will's wife, pretend to be pregnant. And Quinn told a lie to Finn about her pregnancy. Her real father, the baby's real father was Puck.
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm.
Puck, who is the real
liar.
Father. Yes, she is.
Hidoi.
Both of them are not very nice people.
The male?
The women.
Women? Nice?
Yeah. Not nice.
Not nice, then.
Not nice.
Mm.
Quinn and Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Very evil.
Evil, I don't know.
People. Yeah. But they're doing it for very different reasons.
Reason why?
Yeah, the reason they're lying. For Terry, she is afraid of losing Will.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
And for Quinn, she just thinks that Finn will be a better husband and father than Puck.
Puck, yeah. When the truths come out.
The truth come out.
Come out? Yeah. When?
When?
The next episode? In the season?
Oh,
yes, season one?
I doubt that.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much drama to have.
Mm.
It probably... Well, I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say.
Yes.
It's, I would say, a pretty major theme throughout the first season.
Mm-hmm.
The Quinn's pregnancy and Terry's pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of intertwine together to make a very interesting story that I really don't care about, if I'm honest.
Okay.
I'm still far more infatuated with Sue and Kurt and also Howard Bamboo, who we see Howard Bamboo again in this episode.
Howard Bamboo?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, no,
well,
that's not
it?
This episode. That's not this episode.
Later.
Yeah. Later, we will see Howard Bamboo again.
Okay.
Yeah, Howard Bamboo is... He was in Acapellas.
He was
the quiet guy who came up with the name Acapellas. Mm-hmm. I really like him.
Yeah. I like him too.
Yeah.
Like he is like Abbott. Not to silent Abbott.
Yeah. Teller. From Penn and Teller.
Teller.
Penn and Teller. Do you know Penn and Teller?
Woohoo.
Penn and Teller are a comedy magic duo.
Huh.
And Teller.
Teller.
Is one of the magicians.
Mm-hmm.
He has never spoken.
Right.
They do their act.
Mm-hmm.
He never speaks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone besides his partner, Penn, has heard Teller speak. He has never spoken.
Mm-hmm.
He just nods and he never speaks.
Eh. Ah, so なるんだ.
Not a single word. Not even a yes.
Okay, tell me the name once more, please. Teller?
Penn.
Penn?
Yeah, P-E-N-N.
P-E-N-N and Teller.
And Teller, T-E-L-L-E-R.
P-E-L-L-T-R. Oh. Okay.
They're very famous magicians, the duo. Yeah, I'll add some links to our show notes.
That's good.
So people, if you want to go to EnglishTravelClub.com/ENE008, and you'll have the show notes for this episode right there, and there'll be some links for Penn and Teller. Some YouTube links that you can see them do their magic and everything.
Okay. So how about introducing our email again?
Yeah. So please email us your opinion of episode 4 of Glee. You can write us in Japanese or English. Again, whichever way that you would like to. Next week. We will read it on the next episode, episode 9 of Eigo no English, and we'll talk about your opinion and share it with all of our other listeners. So if you want to, email us at eiganoeigo@gmail.com. Or again, you can go to EnglishTravelClub.com/ENE008, where they have the show notes. It has our email address, and at the very bottom, It has a comment section, so you can leave a comment and we'll read it on our next episode and share with everyone else. So let's move on to the next segment.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
映画英語のコーナーです。ここでは疑問に思った英語をマイケルに質問します。Today I have 5 questions for you, Mike.
The first one. I am ready.
Yeah, first one is at the beginning of the show and the conversation is about Terry.
I don't want him touching my stomach. I mean, maybe he would bruise the baby.
What?Bruise the baby. And this...
She's not smart.
Yeah. I forgot the name of the woman.
Terry.
Terry and...
Oh, her sister.
Sister, だよね.
I don't...
I forgot. But her sister wanted to teach how to give birth to a baby.And she tried to touch the stomach, touch the belly of Terry, but she rejected it because she pretended to be a pregnant.
Yeah.
And nobody knew about that.
Yes, nobody except for the OBGYN.
OBGYN?
Yeah.
OBGYN. What?
The obstetrics and gynecology?
Huh.
So it's a lady thing, doctor.
Oh, I see.
So yeah. They do lady stuff, gynecology.
I see. So Bruise. What is bruise?
Bruise. A bruise would be a mark that is left on the body.
I see.
So if you get hit or what happens to me a lot of the times is I'm walking around the apartment and I don't see something and I run into it and I hit my leg.
I see.
On a chair. And the next day, at that spot, there's maybe a blue mark. Blue or a black mark. That's a bruise.
打撲とか打ち身みたいな。I see. So bruise is, in this context, it is used as verb.
So, yeah.
To hit or to damage?
To damage.
Mm.
To leave a mark.
Oh, see. Oh, yes. Thank you. Okay, next. Next is also at the beginning.
The more time she storms out of rehearsal, the less impact it has.
Artie.
Yes. We also use it in the bumper.
Yes.
Storm out is Ari's line. And Rachel went out the room and slammed the door. And she was not satisfied with the casting of the show. And this is always. So everybody don't think anything about it. And Ari said that. Storm out. What's that?
Storm. What is a storm?
Arashi. In Japanese. Typhoon, like strong wind, blowing.
Yeah. So to storm out would be to leave like a storm.
Mm-hmm.
right? We hear in that clip, we hear the clock, 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 mm-hmm. clock. So it's very angry walking, heavy, angry walking by Rachel, and she slams the door. So she's acting like a storm while she's leaving. So to storm out.
I see. Thank you. Yes. And the next one is my favorite line.
Hi, I'm Kurt Helmo, and I'll be auditioning for the role of Kicker.
Kurt.
How cute.
This is a key word of this episode.
Yeah.
And it is interesting for him to use audition for joining in the football club. Audition is like musical, isn't it?
Musical or a play or a band. What would be the correct term to use?
Instead of audition?
Yes.
Join? Apply?
Join, applying, try out.
Oh, I see. So, so is it? Try out.
And it's not only audition. He says audition for the role of Kicker. So this is a very musical theater orientated terminology.
Yeah, that's funny.
Audition role. And what he should say and what would be more appropriate would be to try out for the position.
Ah, I see. Try out the position of Kicker. 面白い. So you have in a sport context, try out is good phrase. Okay. Thank you. And the next.
I'll just take one for the team.
Take one for the team. It is, maybe it is Glee Club. Maybe Tina's line, that you know.
Yeah, it was Tina. Take one for the team is to accept something bad that happens to you, not personally, but is good for the majority. So... In this case, Tina receiving the role of Maria made Rachel upset too, and she quit. So Tina is like, I'll take one for the team. I will give up being Maria. Let Rachel play Maria because she's better than me and it's better for the Glee Club.
I see. Okay, okay. So next.
I'm gay.
I know.
Really?
I've known since you were three. All you wanted for your birthday was a pair of sensible heels.
This is the last part of the show, and Kurt came out. He's gay to his father.
Yes.
And his father know about that. Because in the Kurt three years old birthday present. Third birthday present. He wanted to get a sensible heels. Sensible. It's a quite hard to understand sensible heel. What's that?
Sensible. What is sensible?
Smart?
Yeah.
Reasonable?
Yeah. Yeah, that I think applies a lot better to sensible heels. So sensible heels would be maybe somewhere between I think you call them pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And like Lady Gaga shoes. So not really tall, but sensible, reasonable.
Oh.
So high heels, but not very high. It will hurt. Because that's the problem with high heels. It hurts your feet and your back or something.
But I like high heel.
I think guys like women in high heels. So. But so when you're saying sensible, you're talking about high heels that will make you look taller. Yeah, high heels that will make you look taller but aren't going to hurt you physically.
So how can I say it in Japanese? In that context, the Japanese subtitle was translated into high heel, only high heel. But sensible だから、ちょうどいいとか、そういう風に言えばいいのかな。ちょうどいいハイヒール、ちょうどいいハイヒール、ヒールの靴が欲しいと言った。そんな意味なのかな ?I guess. Okay. Anyway. Thank you.
You think this is hard? I'm living with hepatitis. That's hard!
It's Culture Check. Culture Check is a game Kinoko and I play. The rules are very simple. I will ask Kinoko 6 questions about cultural references made during Glee Season 1, Episode 4. When Kinoko knows the cultural reference, we will hear this sound. Not that sound.Not silence, but this sound. Our very own Rachel Berry. When she doesn't, sadly, we will hear this sound.
I don't know what to say about that.
Kinoko, the princess, are you ready for a little culture from Glee?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, and question number one is...
Deadliest catch is on.
Deadliest catch.
Deadliest catch. Deadly. Deadly.
Deadly.
Deadliest catch.
Yes.
Catch? It's the name of catchball?
I don't know what to say about that.
No, Deadliest Catch is an American TV show set in the Bering Sea, which is the body of water that is between Alaska and Russia. And the show is about people who fish for the famous Alaskan king crabs. The Bering Sea is one of the roughest bodies of water on the world. It's really dangerous to go catching the crabs. There are lots of storms. The water is very choppy. It's dangerous.
So, have you seen it?
I have seen it. It's quite entertaining.
Oh, so なのね.
Yeah, it's kind of a reality type show. They follow the different boats who go out to try and catch the crabs and the problems that they have. So it's deadliest.
Deadliest.
Yeah,
deadliest catch.
The most dead.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. So, 0-1. But we can improve this score, so let's continue forth. Sally Ho, to the next question.
I'm sorry, there must be some sort of mix-up. I thought I made it very clear that anything from West Side Story goes to me. Maria is my part. Natalie Wood was a Jew, you know.
Okay, so this one, you have 3 chances to get it right.
Okay.
West Side Story.
It's a musical.
Oh. Maria.
It's a main female character in this show.
Natalie Wood.
It's an actress. Kudoi.
Yeah, she was the actress who played Maria in the film version. She was also in the original Miracle on 34th Street. She was the little girl. She was in the infamous Rebel Without a Cause.
Natalie Wood.
Yes, yeah. The James Dean movie, right? All right, so very good. You are now...
Oh, of course, I love West Side Story. It's very legendary musical.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I won't sing anymore.
Okay.
All right, so now you will say you're 3 for 4. So let's move on to our next question. I think you're going to do well with this one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to your Easter bonnet, Sandy. I'm going to fire 4 words at you. Liza Minnelli Celine Dion.
Oh, yeah. I am yours.
Oh, Sandy, he cracks me up. So this one has 2 parts to it. Liza Minnelli, Celine Dion. Who are they?
They are actresses.
Has Celine Dion acted before?
No, she is a singer.
She is a singer. Liza Minnelli is an
actress.
She is a singer. And a bonus question. Who is Liza Minnelli's mother? You don't know? Liza Minnelli's mother is Judy Garland. Who was a very famous child actor. She was in The Wizard of Oz.
そうなんだ.
Yeah.
Judy Garland. Oh. Maybe my mother knows about that.
Probably. I'm surprised you don't know that. Have you seen The Wizard of Oz?
But I think so, but I don't.
Yeah, this old version. Yeah, she played Dorothy in the, I think it was the Disney movie or version of The Wizard of Oz. Okay. So that's what was something for something there. Yeah. Okay. We'll just continue moving forward to our next question.
Congratulations, Miss Sally Bowles. You have just landed the lead.
Who is Sally Bowles?
Sally Bowles.
No cheating.
Sally Bowles. Singer?
I don't know what to say about that.
Actress?
I wouldn't say singer. Sally Bowles is the lead character from Cabaret. Yeah, and she was made famous. I wouldn't say she was made famous, but... I think that Liza Minnelli played her in the movie version.
Sally Bowles.
Okay, now we're going to start to get into some difficult questions.
Okay.
So let's move on to the next one.
It says in here that Walter Payton was a great dancer. In college, he won dance competitions on Soul Train.
All right, so this is again 2 parts. We have 1, who is Walter Payton? And 2, what is Soul Train?
Soul Train is not a name of people.
It's not a person's name, no.
Walter Payton. No, I don't know.
I don't know what to say about that.
I really don't know what to say about that because that makes me very sad that you do not know who Walter Payton is. Walter Payton is and will forever be the greatest running back in the history of the National Football League.
そうだと思ったんだよ。
He played for my favorite team, the Chicago Bears.
Oh, your favorite team, no.
Yes. When I was a kid, I lived in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday after church, we would go and watch the football game. And that's when Walter Payton was playing. And I love him. And Soul Train. Soul Train was a musical variety program
that
was African American orientated. Yeah, they it was a lot of funk and a lot of jazz and disco and gospel. So a lot of African American musicians came on, and they had what they called, kind of, I think, where the title comes from, a soul train, which was at the end of the show, they would have all of the dancers and everyone, they would form two lines, and they would kind of be like, the two lines would look at each other, and people would take turns,
dancing
down the middle.
Yeah. I want to join it.
And the show was from, what, the early 70s, like 70, 71, and it went until just a couple of years ago, 2006, so really over a 35-year-long show. Very, very popular. Okay.
Okay.
Our last question.
Last question, hey.
And I don't have much confidence in this for you, but here we go.
That's how they came up with the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Let me just get this straight. You want me to...
Super Bowl Shuffle.
This is not my field.
I don't know what to say about that.
Oh, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that does it like me. My Super Bowl Shuffle will set you free.
I'm Samurai Mike. I stop them cold. Part of the defense, big and bold.
That was the Super Bowl Shuffle in 1985, before the beginning of the football season, the Chicago Bears made a song and a music video. I will add a link in the show notes for this song called the Super Bowl Shuffle. And a lot of people laughed at them because they're like, you can't make a song about the Super Bowl, which is the championship game for American football, the Super Bowl. You can't make a song about the Super Bowl before you win the Super Bowl. So that season, they went and they won the Super Bowl after making the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Okay.
So if you are a beautiful listener, if you have any English questions about this episode of Glee, a word or a phrase you didn't understand, then please email us at egano@gmail.com and we will answer your questions next week.
Hi, my name is Rachel Barry, and I'll be singing On My Own from the seminal Broadway classic, Les Mis.
Fantastic, let's hear it.
Glee cover songs. This special segment is dedicated to the second best part of Glee, because we all know Sue is the best part of Glee. And that is, well, the second best part is the music. So let's look at all the wonderful songs performed in today's episode of Glee. We are going to talk about who is singing, what song they are singing, and who they are covering.
Glee cover song では Glee に登場した歌を紹介します。
Yes, and first up, we have Kurt, Tina, and Brittany, not really singing, but dancing to Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It, by Beyoncé.
Then, Rachel sings a little Celine Dion with Taking Chances.
Finally, Tonight from West Side Story is sung by Tina. And if you go to EnglishTravelClub.com/ENE008, you will find our show notes for this episode of Ega No English. In the show notes, under Glee cover songs. You will find links to more information about the songs and artists covered in today's episode of Glee. In addition, you will find YouTube links to the original artist performing their songs. Next week, in the final week of June, we will cover the fifth episode of Glee. Plus, we are going to bring back the Cumberbatch with the second episode of The Amazing Sherlock.
来週取り上げるのは引き続き Glee のシーズン1エピソード5と私が楽しみにしている Sherlock のシーズン1エピソード2です。それではそろそろお開きの時間です。お聞きいただきありがとうございました。皆様からのメールをお待ちしています。番組の感想はもちろん、取り上げてほしい、取り上げたドラマに関する疑問や質問、今後取り上げてほしい作品などぜひお寄せください。アドレスは映画の英語@gmail.com。 メールは英語、日本語、どちらでも OK です。また、番組ウェブサイト englishtravelclub.com では、本日の番組のノートや今後のスケジュールなどを掲載しています。こちらもよろしくお願いします。
Thank you.For listening to Ega no English. You can find today's show notes at EnglishTravelClub.com/ENE008. There are a lot of good links in the show notes, the Glee cover songs, where you can watch the shows we talked about today, and questions from both Ega Ego and Culture Check. You can also leave a comment for us. We will be happy to read them on our next episode.And don't forget, you can email us at eganoego@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you and learn your opinions on the shows we are talking about. Thank you. Love you. Until next week. Thanks and have a nice day.